Okay, guys, so what an awesome week. It's been fantastic to see how we've learned so much over the last few days, and we've seen what it means to have a shelter and how God is our shelter, He's our protection. We are so blessed to be a part of His family, to be a part of... remember what Matt said Monday? No man shall pluck you out of the Father's hand. How safe we are with the Lord. And then we saw on Tuesday night then, we looked at water and the contaminated water versus the pure water. It's important in survival that you have good water. And as Christians, it's important to listen to the right voice. We saw Pastor Kevin say Tuesday night about the contaminated water, the lies of the devil versus the pure water, the water that Christ said if we drink of that we would never thirst, and the pure truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then last night, Pastor Kevin Wiersma talked about the fire and how that's almost like can almost sometimes be an unseen thing. And we saw how there was power in our praying and how that was like the fire last night. So tonight, we are looking at food. And we realise the importance of food. We not only need food to survive, but we also need food to grow. If we stopped eating, we would stop growing. If we stopped eating, it wouldn't be long before we wouldn't survive. We need food. Food is important. If we don't eat properly, then that causes other health issues as well. One thing people really struggle with when they're trying to survive in the wilderness, and that is what to eat. People can even drive themselves absolutely crazy just thinking about food. So, what we're going to look at tonight is how important food is, and how then important God's word is for us as well. There are different foods in the Bible that say what the word of God is like. So we're told that the word of God is like different types of food. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. And Peter says this: as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. So, first of all, we see that the Bible, God's word, is like milk. And milk is important. How many of you have ever had a baby brother or a baby sister or a baby cousin, or you know somebody who's had a baby? What is the first thing that people feed babies?
Milk.
Milk is really important. And milk is important for a number of different reasons, because within milk we have something called calcium. And that calcium helps our bones to grow. It helps our bones to develop. It helps make our bones strong. And Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9 says this: have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. God said, have I not commanded thee? Have I not given you my word? Because I've given you my word, be strong. God's word is like milk because it helps us to be strong as Christians. You know, Paul talks about us being athletes, and Paul talks about us as being soldiers. Well, in order to be a soldier or an athlete, you have to be strong. And in order to be a Christian, we have to be strong. There are lots of things in the world today that can, if you like, catch us off guard. There are lots of things in the world today that can affect us as Christians. But if we're not strong in our faith, if we haven't got the bones, as it were, to stand firm, then we could fall for anything. We are told that, you know, about people who are blown about with every wind of doctrine. And we need to make sure that we have the right intake of food. You see, it's important that we have a balanced diet, as the guy said in the sketch tonight. You can't just eat all of one type of food, because that won't be good for you. You have to have a balance. And we see how God's word is balanced. But not only is there calcium in milk, there's potassium. And potassium helps keep the heart healthy. And it's important as Christians we have a healthy heart. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful, is desperately wicked. The heart is on its own is not good. But when we ask Jesus into our lives, he changes our heart. He gives us a new heart. And it's important then that we keep our heart strong. And if we feed upon God's word, if we drink the milk, if you like, of God's word, it helps to keep our heart healthy. Luke 8:15 says, "But on the good ground are they which in honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." So we need to apply God's word to our heart. We need to apply it to our lives, because reading and feeding upon the milk of God's word strengthens our heart. Have you ever heard anybody say something like, "Oh, don't lose heart"? It effectively means about losing hope or giving up. You know, lots of times in the games, you can see some teams losing heart. You can see some teams literally just giving up and going, "Oh, there's no point." Well, you'd be surprised that there are many Christians who feel like that. There are many Christians who feel like, "Oh, what's the point? Feel like I'm the only Christian about it. I feel like the only one doing anything. What's the point?" Well, don't lose heart. Just read God's word. Apply it to your lives. And I can promise you this. The milk of God's word will keep your heart strong. Also in milk we have something called vitamin D. And vitamin D helps with depression. Vitamin D is good to help with depression. It helps with our minds. Isaiah 26:3. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." How many of you ever have maybe had bad thoughts? Maybe a thought has got into your mind and all of a sudden then it starts to kind of run away from you. And then you have one bad thought after another, after another, after another. But we can come to God's word and God's word can help us. It can help our mind. It can help us. You know, it's easy in the day and age in which we live to become depressed, to become disheartened, to become discouraged, to become deflated. But the Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." Do you want to know why so many people in the world are losing their minds? Because their minds are not focused upon the Lord. They're not looking at God for the answers. They're not looking to the Lord Jesus Christ for help. They look into the world for help and the world doesn't have the answers. There is no hope in the world. But we can come to God's word and we can feed upon the milk of the word, and it'll keep our strength, it'll help our heart, it'll help our mind. But not only is the Bible like milk, sorry for our vegetarian and vegans here, but the Bible is also like meat. Oops. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 2. Paul said, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able." Paul is saying this. He wanted to move the Corinthian church from milk up to meat. When a baby is born, you don't suddenly start giving babies steak for breakfast. As much as it might sound like a good idea, you just don't do it. They're not developed for it. Why can't a baby eat meat straight away, Alicia? Because they'll choke. What haven't they got in order to eat meat, Lockie? Teeth. They haven't got teeth. They can't chew it. Nothing's developed properly yet in order to digest it. But Paul was saying to the church at Corinth, right, you need to be growing as Christians now. There's nothing wrong with drinking milk. I love milk. But you need to be moving on to the meat now. You need to be moving on to the weightier things of God's word. And God's word is like meat. In meat we have protein. And again, protein builds muscle. If you talk to any athlete, anybody who's training, anybody who's doing any kind of exercise, will always talk about protein. Why? Because it helps the muscles to grow. And because it helps the muscles to grow, then it builds stamina and it builds strength. Psalm 119:8 says, "My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word." Do you know there's a lot of weak Christians in the world today because they're not feeding upon God's word? Look at Bob now earlier on. He wasn't eating the right kind of stuff. And he was all weak. He didn't have any strength for the journey. He couldn't walk any further. But the Bible tells us that we are really to survive in the wild. The Bible says we are in the world. We're in the wild. But we're not of the world. We've got to survive in the wild. And in order to survive, we've got to make sure we've got the right shelter. We've got the right kind of water. We've got the right kind of heat source. We take in the right kind of food. God's word is like meat. Protein builds muscle. But red meat has also got a high source of vitamin B12. Now I know the problem with a lack of vitamin B12 because my Joe has got something called pernicious anemia, which means that her body doesn't produce vitamin B12. And a lack of vitamin B12 causes weakness. Also causes confusion, which does answer a whole host of questions. And there's much confusion in the world today. Which religion is right? Is Islam right? Is Hinduism right? Is Buddhism right? Is Confucianism right? Are the Jehovah's Witnesses right? Are the Mormons right? Is the Catholic Church right? Is the Church of England right? The Methodists right? Are the Baptists right? Are the Pentecostals right? There's so much confusion in the world today. But we don't look to the world for our answers. We look to the truth of God's word for our answers. It's got a good source of vitamin B12 in the meat of God's word, which helps with confusion. You know, as pastors, and I'm sure the other pastors here tonight will be able to identify with this, oftentimes people come to us and ask for advice. And when we ask them, have they prayed about it, or what does God's word say about it, people sometimes get a little bit disappointed. And, oh, you mean I got to read the Bible? Yeah, because it's got the answers. It's got the answers for everything. It's a good source of vitamin B12. Not only has it got protein and vitamin B12, but it contains iron. Iron helps develop the brain. We spend so much time reading so many stupid things. Can I be truthful with you? I do not care what you had for breakfast, no matter how many times you put it up on Facebook. I don't care. I don't care what cat is scared of cucumbers when you put them behind him. I don't care. But we spend so much of our time looking at Facebook, looking at what celebrity has said this, looking at what celebrity has worn that, looking at a whole host of things that make no difference to our lives whatsoever. Those sweets that Bob would eat and were not going to give him the energy that he needed to complete his walk. But yet we would much rather turn to Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and whatever else is out there and YouTube for the answers rather than turning to God's word. And God's word says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." If we would treat our Bible like we treated our mobile phone, people can't go 5 minutes without their phone. We wouldn't leave home without it. Oh my goodness, my phone, my phone's gone. What have I done with my phone? My phone, oh my goodness. And they were like this, everyone's like this. Can you imagine if we spent as much time in God's word as we did on our phone? If we treated God's word like we treated our mobile phone, Christians would save themselves a whole lot of problems. They'd be equipped to survive in the wild. They'd be equipped to live in the world that we are placed in today. The meat of God's word builds muscle, gives us that stamina for the journey that lies ahead of us. It's a high source of vitamin B12. It helps alleviate confusion. It helps to develop the brain. But Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 tells us that God's word is like something else as well. This is where Jesus is being tempted in the wilderness. And he'd fasted for 40 days and the devil tried to get him to turn the stones into bread. And this is what Jesus said. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." God's word is like bread. Bread is, and listen, you might say, "Oh, well, you know, we know that Tony's got celiac, got a wheat and gluten allergy." But the thing is, you know, the modern breads that we have today, they're not like the breads that they used to have here. These would have been whole grain. These would have been, you know, really healthy. The breads that we have today are not so healthy for us. But God's word is like that healthy, good, whole grain bread. And it's full of fibre. Fibre helps the digestion system. Makes you poo. It gets rid of waste. It gets rid of what we don't need. You see, if we kept eating and eating and eating and eating and eating and eating and eating, we'd explode. But what the body does, the body's really clever. God's designed this in a really clever way. Our body takes everything that it needs from these foods and then gets rid of the rest. Fiber helps digestion. It gets rid of the waste. It gets rid of what's needed. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says this: "Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good." If you want to get rid of the waste in your life, line it up with the Bible. What does the Bible say about it? Is there something in your life that doesn't need to be there? Are you doing something that you ought not to be doing? What waste is in your life that you need a good dose of fibre to get rid of it? Get it from you. You feed upon the bread of God's word. And do you know what? The more you read this Bible, my pastor used to say, and I'm sure he maybe got it from somewhere else, but he said this: "This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book." If you read the Bible, you'll not want to do the bad things that maybe you're not convicted about doing at the moment. But the more you read the Bible, the more waste you'll get rid of out of your life. And also in bread is zinc, which helps with the immune system. How many of you maybe get a bit sickly or poorly quite a lot? You know, maybe have loads of coughs and colds, or maybe you just like lots of viruses, or and it can make you feel really weak. You have a virus and you can feel weak for days and days and days. Men suffer with something which is quite fatal, and it's called man flu. It's a serious thing. And Paul said to the church in Corinth, he said, "There are many sickly among you." Why? Because they weren't treating God's word right. They were taking portions of God's word and they were making it mean something that it didn't say. God's word helps our immune system. It helps us to stay healthy. If we eat the right kind of foods, our body's healthy. If we feed upon God's word and we take the right nutrients out of God's word, spiritually we'll be healthy. Psalm 119, verse 103, says that God's word is like something else. Psalm 119 and verse 103. It says, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." God's word is like honey. Does anyone like honey? Hands up who doesn't like honey. Okay. I'm not over fussed on honey, I'll be honest with you. I'm not over fussed on honey from a jar. But about 2 or 3 years ago, we went to Israel and we had honey from a honeycomb. And with the hotel we stayed in, they literally just had a honeycomb set up for breakfast, and he was literally pulled off pieces of honeycomb. It changed your life. Absolutely amazing. That's what I think of when it says that God's word is sweeter than honey. Because honey from the jar, it's okay. Some of it's okay, some of it tastes funny, but this honey was amazing. And honey is quite an amazing thing, because honey is 70 to 80% sugar. But it is a natural antibacteria. You know, when they give you antibiotics, when you go to the doctors, well, there's antibacterial properties in honey, which means it heals so many things. And God's word heals the broken heart. God's word helps us. God's word transforms us. God's word takes us from being dead. You can't get any more ill than dead. It takes us from being dead in trespasses and sins, and it takes us to being alive in Christ. God's word heals. It alleviates allergies. If you suffer with hay fever, do you know what you need to do? Get local honey. Because if you buy local honey, the bees pollinate from your area. So you eat local honey and your body then builds up an immunity to the pollen that normally causes hay fever. Honey alleviates allergies. So there's lots of things in this world that we're allergic to. Allergies can cause us real bad problems. And you know how the devil can cause us real bad problems? They might not be necessarily life-threatening, as it were, but just little niggles here and there, all the time. How many of you have hay fever? Nice thing to have. I mean, I like sneezing as much as the next man, but I don't know if I'd fancy hay fever. It's not nice, is it? Now, it's not the end of the world as such, but it's a pest. And there's lots of things that the devil does, which is not the end of the world, but it's just those little niggles. If we stick with God's word, resist the devil, the Bible says, and he will flee from you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God is far greater than the devil. But we need to feed upon his word in order to build up an immunity, if you like, to those allergies. Honey gives energy. Honey boosts the memory. Honey keeps you healthy. Honey helps you sleep. Treats wounds. Treats burns. Here we are. You can try that next time now. I'm not saying go out and burn yourself and then just say, "Oh, Mom, they taught us to light fires and then they taught us what to put on it when we burn ourselves." Great. What a camp. So God's word is amazing. We need food. We need food to survive. We need food to live. We need food to thrive, as it were, as human beings. As Christians, we need God's word. We need to feed upon it. What do you think that fruit is there?
Apple.
An apple. It's actually called a death apple. And if you stand under its tree, when it rains, the water that drops on your skin will actually burn your skin from the poison on the leaves. If you eat that apple, then you will die. What about this fruit? What do you think they are? They're actually called choke cherries. Choke cherries. Their leaves, their twigs, their seed will cause a chemical reaction in the stomach that will actually release cyanide poisoning. What about these little beauties? Mushrooms. Now I looked on the internet earlier and found a whole host of mushrooms, and some of them you could spot were poisonous. The ones that looked like, you know, Noddy and Big Ears, the one Big Ears used to live in, that red and spotty. You think, what poisonous mushroom. But they look like the mushrooms we have in the supermarket. They're actually called, oh, I haven't got it written down, they're called yellow something. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, they look like normal mushrooms. And apparently there are 800 new species of fungi discovered annually. And a lot of them are poisonous. All of these foods that we've just looked at look normal. All of these foods look like the real thing. But they could really harm you. They could really damage you. They could even kill you. You need to be careful in the world we live today what to eat. Because if you eat the wrong thing, it could end up causing damage. I spoke on Sunday in church about a passage of scripture in 2 Kings where some of the prophets were effectively making a stew. And one of the prophets went out into the field and he got a gourd from a wild vine and he brought it back and he put it in the stew. And all of the prophets started to get sick. And they said, oh, there's death in the pot. And if they'd carried on eating that stew, they would have died. They would have destroyed their insides. Lots of things in the world look really tasty. Andy Joe always says this, the devil will never tempt anybody. Will never tempt it like a donkey with a mouldy carrot. He'll always tempt you with something shiny. Do you know sin is quite good? What do I mean by that? The Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season. It looks good. It might even feel good for a time. Some of these fruits, the death apple is actually quite sweet to the taste. Some things in the world taste quite nice, look normal. But if we feed on them, it'll kill us. The devil wants us to believe the lies that Pastor Kevin spoke about on Tuesday night. He wants us to believe that we're just an accident, that we're good enough for whatever happens, that God wouldn't punish, or there's at the end of life, there's nothing really. Now that might look nice, but if we feed on that, those lies, if we feed on that poisonous food, if you like, it'll kill us. But God's word is simple. God's word is not confusing. You know, people say, oh, I can't understand God's word. God's word is really, really hard to understand. It's really confusing. God's word says this. We're sinners. We deserve to be punished and spend an eternity in hell. But Jesus died on the cross and paid for our sin. That if we trust in Jesus Christ as our Saviour, we can go to heaven. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds really simple. That's what God's word says. But what are you feeding on? What are you feeding on? You know, the problem we have today, I don't know if you've ever known anybody with like an eating disorder, if you've ever known anybody who sometimes when people eat, they'll eat the meal and then they'll be sick right after they've eaten the meal because they think, oh, as long as I'm sick, I won't put weight on. But do you know what happens then? You don't get any of that goodness that we've just spoken about. Protein, the sugars, the vitamins, everything that you need from that food doesn't get absorbed into the body. And when people do that, they're not making themselves thinner, they're making themselves ill, but they don't realise how ill they're going to make themselves. A lot of people, a lot of Christians have got spiritual bulimia. They like to take some of the stuff from God's word, and then they like to get rid of the stuff that they don't like. But that's not going to help us. God's word is true from the book of Genesis right the way through to the book of Revelation. What are you feeding on? Can you survive in the wild? Can you survive in the world in which you live? You need to eat the right kind of food. You need to feed upon the Word of God every single day. How long would you go throughout the day without eating? How long would you go throughout the day? You know, we get up at like 8:30 in the morning, you're already asking, what time's breakfast? No sooner have we had breakfast, literally the minute we finish cleaning up, people are asking, oh, what time's dinner now? We've got free time, what time's dinner? And then we haven't even finished washing the dishes for dinner, and you're asking, like, well, what time's tea? When are we having our... Wouldn't it be amazing if we could be like that with God's Word? If we could feed on God's Word that often, as much as we rely upon our physical food, that's how much we need to rely upon our spiritual food. Feeding upon God's Word will make you healthy as a Christian. Feeding upon God's Word will help you grow as a Christian. Feeding upon God's Word will help you develop into the Christian you need to be. Stop feeding on the junk food of the world. Stop eating the poisonous food of the world. Why is it that we believe so many things that the world says, and yet we question nearly everything that God's Word says? If all you learn from this week is that God loved you enough to send Jesus Christ to die upon the cross for you, if all you learned this week was that Christ died for your sins, if all you learned this week was that you could spend an eternity in heaven if you just put your trust in Christ, then it's been worth it. But I hope you've learned more than that. I hope you've learned that God is our shelter. You need a good shelter to survive in the wild. And I pray that you know that God is our shelter. And the Bible says God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in a time of need, in a time of trouble. God is our shelter. Christ provides us with that fresh, living water. But yet we drink, the hymnist says we're drinking from the cisterns of the world. Cisterns is a toilet. And yet we drink the wrong kind of stuff every day of our lives. We need to drink the truth. The truth is Jesus Christ. Fire is so important. Prayer in our lives as Christians is so important. So is food. God's Word is important. Feed upon it. If you've not understood some things this week, or if you've got questions, then do not hesitate to speak to any one of us. If you need to ask about salvation, then we would spend however long it takes just to sit down with you and show you in the Bible what it means to be saved. I was excited that we've had two people accept Christ as their Savior on camp this week. And do you know what? There's still plenty of time. If you've never asked Jesus into your heart, there's still time to come and speak to one of us and find out exactly how your sins can be forgiven and how your home can be heaven if you trust Christ as your Savior. If you have trusted him as your Savior, make sure you're eating the right kind of food. Feed upon God's Word, because it's that important. Your survival in this world depends upon it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for this day and this time together. We thank you so much, Lord, for the attentiveness of the children, for the way in which they've listened tonight. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless our remaining time together, Lord. We thank you so much for those who've given up their time, Lord, for those who've taught, for those who've helped with the music, the sketches, and putting all of this together. Lord, we just thank and praise you, most wonderful and holy name. But Father, we are so grateful that we have this opportunity to proclaim such a wonderful truth that is the gospel. And Father, I pray again, if there's anyone here tonight who has yet to trust Christ as their Savior, that tonight would be the night that they would call upon his most precious and wonderful name. Father, I pray that you'd bless our remaining time together here on camp, and we'll give you the glory for all that you've done here this week. In Jesus' most precious and wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay.